This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That sound means Tech Talk is underway. Doug Swindehart is in. Shaletta Brundage has a day off, so we're getting started early today. We have a Twins game a little bit later on. The Twins will take on the Toronto Blue Jays. And once again, the Twins and the Blue Jays from Toronto today. And that gets started at 1:30 with the pregame show. First pitch just after 2 o'clock today here on the home of the Twins. Doug, good to visit with you. Thanks for joining us a little earlier than normal.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, it's simple. If you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number on the program today. And Doug, let's start with a topic we brought up very often over the years. And once again, we want to remind people, I know it's a nice day and they get busy in the summertime, but this is probably the time of year when people probably put it on the back burner. Back up your data. Have a plan to back up your data. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your computer, have a backup plan, because that is one thing guys like you can't fix.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. We can repair computers, we can put on new software, we can reconfigure systems in blink of an eye, but we can't recover people's data or work if it's gone. It's and you know, it just amazes me still to this day, after 50 years of PCs being around, we still have people that, well, they put it off, and oops, now they're stuck. And there's just no going back. It's really a crucial item, a crucial issue that should be addressed at least once a week, depending on how much workload you got. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and most smartphones now have an automatic backup. For instance, my iPhone has an automatic backup. You can put that in the cloud, text, whatever you want, can be backed up. You can set that up as well on your computer, but have a game plan. Come up with a game plan. Do it today, because there's absolutely no excuse anymore not to have copies of important photos or documents.
Oh, no question about it. And the new Google Workspace, everybody's all panic about this change from Google Legacy and Google Suite to Workspace being a paid thing. But there's some real advantages. And one of them I haven't gotten to the bottom of yet, but Google is going to keep track of where your data is no matter where it's at. And I think that's kind of interesting, both from a privacy perspective, but also from a we can save you somehow. That data is somewhere, someplace, if you've ever been connected to the Internet. So that should be an interesting concept with Google Workspace.
Yeah, another backup strategy that I brought up, and I thought I would bring it up at the beginning of the program, it's worked very well for me. I've had two long-standing email accounts. a Gmail account, and then a really old Yahoo account that I've had for a long time. And if I have something that I absolutely, positively don't want to lose, I simply take that document, attach it to an email, and send it to my other email account. Then I have copies in both. So if something happened to my Yahoo account and I couldn't access it, I have it in my Gmail account, or vice versa. To me, and especially if I use a good description in the subject line, that way I'll always be able to find it. And to me, that's worked very, very well.
You know, the interesting thing is, I have loved that philosophy since the first time I heard it. And in fact, I've actually pointed this out and told people how to do this and helped them get set up. Even people who have so much problem doing a backup, if it's an important document, they just do this and they're getting that. They're hanging on to that special data. I love this. One of the greatest procedures, I think, in my entire career when you came up with it. It's a great concept. Great concept. And the nice thing is when you're working on the document that's important, just do it. And pretty soon it gets into the habit, and, well, you don't ever have to do a full backup or anything like that because all your important stuff is already in two places. I just love it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of good paid services. We've mentioned some over the years, but there are a lot of good paid services. And I think when it comes to safety and security of data, I don't think people should be all that concerned using one of those paid services.
Oh, my, no. In fact, you know, I happened to run into a new one that was been around for years, but I haven't done much work with them, and they've changed. And not to be confused, it's not an Apple product, but it's iDrive.com. What a great deal this is. This is, I think, probably a head-to-head competitor with Carbonate. Should be real interesting. But like I say, this company's been around a good long while, and you can get things put together for $6.95 a month. It's fast. It's secure. They've got a great reputation. So they're out there. They really are. And I would definitely, definitely check out iDrive.com, iDrive.com.
651-461-9226. If you want to talk to Doug about your computer, 651-461-9226 is the phone number here on the program, and we certainly appreciate folks joining us here a little bit earlier than normal. Typically, sports schedules permitting, we're on the air between 2 and 3 o'clock, but Gilletta has the day off, and we thought we'd have Doug join us early today, and we've got a Twins game this afternoon with our pregame show beginning at 1:30 and the first pitch just after 2 o'clock. The Twins will try and make it two in a row in Toronto over the Blue Jays today. Doug, another topic I wanted to bring up early in the program, and that is Windows 11. What are you hearing? What are you finding out? People who have made the move or who are running Windows 11.
Well, you know, we're getting a big update for Windows 11 coming out here, and they're putting a huge emphasis, I love this, they're putting a huge emphasis on Android apps as a subset to their own apps. People who have Windows 11 can go to Amazon.com and download this Android thing and load Android apps right straight into Windows. I don't know yet if it's going to be cross-platform, so you'll be able to send your things back and forth. I would assume so. But that's the big thing, is this big update. I still am telling people you got to be careful with your hardware. If you've got qualifying hardware and you're out to test it, I've seen a lot of people who have gone to 11, and within 2 months, they're back to 10. It's different. It's unique. There's some things that are unsettling to some people. I don't quite know. I can't remember a time other than Windows Vista where Microsoft has had this much trouble converting to a new operating system. And again, Windows 10 and is going to be viable for at least the next 2 years, possibly more than that. So there's no rush. There really is no rush whatsoever. It's going to be, I think, after this big update that comes up, that will be a huge tell as well. We'll just have to wait and see what happens over the next week or two.
All right, with Windows 11, do you need outside virus protection, or is that still in pretty good shape with what they have on board?
You know, I'm thinking that if you've got a newer computer within a year or two, you'll probably be okay with Windows Defender. But, again, the Windows Pro, 11 Pro, is much superior than the home division. And I think you're going to be much, much safer with Windows Pro. Now, if you've got the home versus, I would absolutely suggest that people get an outside antivirus and anti-malware protection. It just makes sense. You just gotta go with the flow, and if you're chained to being in Windows and can't make the transition to Linux or even Mac, I would say that, yeah, you really should consider an outside antivirus and malware, for sure, for sure. And don't forget now, Pervasor. That's available on 10 and 11, runs just fine in 11. And that is, I think, probably one of the best tools that people can use on any Windows machine today.
All right, and spell that one out real quick, that program you spoke of, because I know as soon as we mention it, someone will say, how do you spell that? Where do I find that?
Yeah, it's a little bit unique. It's a PRIVAZER.com, Pervasor. And I'm sure that he went with that kind of off spelling so he could have a shorter domain name that made sense to how to get it. And it's Pervasor.com, PRIVAZER.com. Wonderful product. I can't say enough good things about this.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk with Doug. We'll go to the phone lines and the text lines. And here it is if you want to talk to him about computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. Feel free to give us a jingle. 651-461-9226 is the number. Steve in for Shaletta today. We're doing Tech Talk early between 11 and noon here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is Tech Talk. Steve in for Shaletta today, a little early. Shaletta has the day off. Typically, I'm in a little later in the day. And when sports schedules allow, Doug Swinhart joins us with Tech Talk. And we thought we'd bring in Doug early today. And by the way, if you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, or software, feel free to give us a call. And Doug, the last time we were on, we kind of got into a hot topic, and that is the 5G wireless home internet service that's being offered by the biggies, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. You need to check and see if it's available in your neighborhood. But we got a lot of response to that when we did talk about it the last time we were on, and people are having pretty good luck with it. I mean, the reports so far are, in your neighborhood, if it's available, the results have generally been good.
Once they get it set up, my understanding is it's just as stable and consistent as wired. So if you've got that good signal, I think this is an emerging technology that a lot of people will be taking advantage of right away. This is dynamite. I really like it. I'm having the same experience, getting nothing but good news.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is you get an appliance and you got to plug it in somewhere in your house, and that appliance, I would say it's maybe the size of a toaster or something along those lines, or a coffee pot, and that receives the 5G signal from the nearest tower. And then from there, it's a Wi-Fi signal that you can put your laptop or your phone or your smart TV and train it in on that, and you should be good to go. And once again, it's still not available in my neighborhood. Generally, the cellular coverage in my neighborhood isn't all that great, so I'm not optimistic that I'm going to have access to it anytime soon. But if it is available, you know, some of them are coming in at a pretty low price point, like $50 a month.
We're going to see some stiff competition in this arena coming up. This is going to be big. And the mobile carriers, the cellular providers, they're concerned about this. They want to get their share of the business. All of them, Verizon, Sprint, this is big news within these companies. AT&T, Comcast is trying to come up with some method that they can use it with, and I think they'll have it probably real, real soon. So any cellular provider, it's going to push this for sure. This is going to be a great technology for across the country, especially for those with set up for campers. You know, a lot of our seniors and baby boomers retire, get themselves a nice motorhome, and you got to have internet when you're on the road. This is a tremendous solution for that as well.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about Elon Musk and Starlink, and that constellation is being built. It seems as though that's been slow to come to the marketplace, that they're getting there. They continue to launch satellites, but it's still not readily available everywhere. And that could be another option as well, particularly if you don't live near a 5G tower and the range of these 5G towers isn't nearly what it was for older cellular technology. We do know that. And then beyond that, if you live in an area where you just can't get a wired connection from a provider like CenturyLink or Xfinity, for example. So that is another player. As you pointed out, in this area, competition is nothing but good.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing with Starlink, I have to mention this. I really have an utmost respect for Elon Musk for recognizing unforeseen issues that popped up with this initial release. And he took care of it and actually slowed down production to make sure that we solved that first. I can't tell you, that creates an aura of respect in me for that business that's just beyond compare. I love that when they do that. He was honest. He said to everybody that this is our problems, this is what we're doing. We'll give you a discount on this. And they came up with a premier service. It's a little bit more expensive, but once this thing is set up, I don't think it's going to take long for payback to happen. Probably 4 years on the hardware. I think this is one to keep an eye on as well. Once that's consistent and stable, that one's going to be a major contender. And that's mostly because of the speed factor and the consistency. Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on Starlink as well.
Yeah, and it, once again, that's in a building stage. But another product that could be an option. And once again, that would require some equipment, for instance, a satellite dish to receive the signals and uplink the signals to the low-level satellites. So there is some equipment to buy, et cetera. Right now it's at about $500. They're pricing it at around $100 a month. But once again, it's not available everywhere at this point in time. But those are certainly some of the options. Now you've had Xfinity for a long time, been very happy. I've had CenturyLink here for a long time, been quite happy with the stability and the service associated with it. But those legacy players, the point is, there is a lot of competition coming their way, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond to that competition and what they begin to offer as an incentive to keep people on board.
Well, you can never count out Comcast Xfinity. There's rumors that they bought out AT&T, and I got to research that. AT&T is a large company, and if they were swallowed up by Comcast Xfinity, that's going to be kind of exciting.
I have a feeling federal regulators might have a say about that, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, these big companies, they'll actually sell portions of their business. Sure. And then we bought out AT&T. Well, did you buy the whole thing or just a little piece? Yeah, that just went on with T-Mobile not too long ago as well. I'm hoping that federal regulators will pay attention to this. We'll just have to wait and see. But that would be close to being scary.
Yeah.
They have like 40 million accounts, I believe, in 39 states. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Quick break. We'll come back with more Tech Talk. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, feel free to call the program. The number is always 651-461-9226. Hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program today. We appreciate Doug joining us early today. Shaletta has the day off. Hopefully she's enjoying this lovely day. It is 11:30. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk is back. Doug Swindhart is joining us. Shaletta has the day off. Steve Thompson in early today. We have a Twins game a little bit later on. Our pregame show at 1:30. First pitch just after 2 o'clock from Toronto. Jose Berríos will be on the mound for the Blue Jays in that game today. Old friend Jose Berríos towing the rubber. Twins won big last night, 9-3. Dylan Bundy will get the start for the Twins today. More on that a little bit later on. Tech Talk continues right now. Let's jump to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike in Minneapolis, or I should say Mike in Lakeville. Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, Mike. Yep.
Hi. I've it's actually a computer that my mom has. It's a Toshiba laptop, and it's stuck on downloading Windows 10, and it won't go past that first page, and you can't do anything. I'm wondering if there's anything we can do with the laptop.
Have you attempted to shut it off, even though it tells you not to?
Yep. It gets stuck on that first page, and you can't put in the password or anything. It's just stuck right.
Okay, your next step, and this is going to sound harsh, but this is what you must do. You're going to power it down, take the battery out completely, and push the power button in for several seconds to drain all the electricity. Let it sit for a little while, 10, 15 minutes, plug it back in, and fire it up. And if you come to the same result, shut it down again, hard shut it down again with the power button, and next time you turn it on, as it's booting, cut the power. Whatever you got to do, even if you got to pull the AC adapter out, you're going to force this thing to call up safe mode. And from there, you should be able to at least get in and remove that update so you can get back to a desktop. And I hope that helps. And if you have trouble, give me a holler and we'll see if we can work you through it.
Yeah, and by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. But that can be frustrating. And it sounds eerily similar to what I went through with my work laptop, and there was a battery issue, and it started to swell, and the IT guy said, well, I'm going to set you up on another machine, and, you know, since we're using Google Office and all of that sort of stuff. You know, we're in good shape, and I was able to get up and running very quickly. What he ultimately had to do is the same thing, take the battery out, shut it all the way down, just kind of, wait, and then ultimately leave the battery out and use the power supply to get it powered up, and everything seems to be fine. So, you know, sometimes shutting it all the way down. And Doug, once again, kind of take us through, pull the battery, but holding that power button, what does that do?
That actually completely drains the CMOS. There's the little battery inside there to keep your date and time, and that will still maintain your date and time. But sometimes there's static that flows around the motherboard, and this drains it all. And these computers will pick up more static from us than anywhere else. And, I got to mention this too, Steve. This is one of the maddening things for Windows 10 for techs across the country. What happened to safe mode? Why can't we just hit a button and tap into safe mode? You're supposed to be able to do that, but very few computers will respond to that because of the secure boot and the UEFI. That's really a maddening part of 10 and 11, as far as I'm concerned. So here you've got a user that he's got to start shutting the power and pulling out the AC adapter to get it to force the safe mode. It shouldn't have to do that.
All right. By the way, Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program if you want to reach him next week. Let's go to the phones again. John in Minneapolis, you're on Tech Talk. Hi, John.
Hello. Thanks for being on today.
Sure. Oh.
So I've got an Asus laptop. I bought it used a few years ago. It's never been on the internet, and I was attempting to get on the internet just to go to Major Geeks to see if I could download various safe things for malware and things. And it's a Windows 7 Home Premium. It's a Service Pack 1. When I try that, I seem to get error messages warning saying, your certificate is expired or something like that, and I don't know if I can bypass that and just go to Major Geeks.
You should be able to. You should. It's a 64-bit computer. Are you running wireless or wired?
It's a wireless, and it is a 64-bit. It's only got Internet Explorer. It's only got Service Pack 1.
Yeah, what you might want to do is go to another computer that has Internet access and download Brave and Firefox. I think Firefox will still support Windows 7. And download the executable installation file for at least a couple of browsers. And you might want to run a search. I think Opera will run too, but you need to get a different browser. The big thing that I think you're suffering with is Internet Explorer, I think. And if you can plug it in so you've got an Ethernet, that might be helpful too. But if you have trouble with that, give me a call. I think we could work through that in probably less than an hour or so. That shouldn't be too bad. We should be able to make that work for you.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, John. Doug, before we go to another caller, brings up another popular topic over the years in one of our public service announcements. Have multiple browsers. Using Internet Explorer, probably not the greatest idea. Chrome, Firefox, there's a lot of good browsers. You're a big believer in Brave, Brave. There's a lot of them out there, and they're good.
Oh, absolutely. And Firefox has come so far recently. And then, of course, if you want to make sure that you're secure and almost completely anonymous, you can download the Tor browser, T-O-R. Love that as well. That's a great concept. But this is absolutely crucial. You must have at least two or three, preferably four, web browsers on every computer that's on the Internet, especially if it's a dedicated Windows machine.
Yeah, and Windows, what comes with Windows is fine. Never been my favorite. Safari comes as standard equipment on a Mac machine. But I generally always, as a matter of fact, we got a new iMac not that long ago. It's sitting right here to my right. And what we always do with all these machines, first thing we do is put Chrome and Firefox on them.
Absolutely.
Safari's a good browser.
It is. Safari, I think, as far as like an operating system manufactured browser, I think it's superior to Microsoft Edge. But that's an opinion. There's nothing wrong with Safari. There really isn't. As long as you keep it up to date. It's just crucial with a Windows machine that you have multiple browsers. Absolutely crucial. And don't rule out Chromium, which was the original Chrome and is completely open source. And that's getting to be a more important product as well. So absolutely, download, install, and make sure you keep them up to date. Open them up once a month, and they'll update themselves.
Yeah, big deal, multiple browsers. Because some sites, for whatever reason, won't work or you're not able to interact. I've been on sites where it won't accept my credit card for purchase. I'll go to another browser, try the same site. It'll work just fine, for example.
Standards are getting better, but we still are living in a state of flux.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason it doesn't work. Move on to another one. Give that a try. Let's go to Dave in Chanahassen. Dave, you're on the air.
Okay, I've got two questions, maybe three. I've got 1.3 terabyte drive I've got plugged into the back of my router, and it's hooked up to probably four Windows 7 machines and one Windows 10 that works. And I recently bought a reconditioned Windows 10 to replace an old one. Okay, I've hooked it. I've tried to access that drive that's sitting on the router, and Windows Explorer on it. The only thing that will come up is JPEG files. And I've got data, and that's the only thing I could ever get on it. So
I would wonder, first of all, if you've got some semblance of a network set up. I would be on that new machine. I would be checking your workgroup name. Start there and see if by adding another user and creating a new profile after you get the workgroup name set out, that doesn't help. And if that doesn't work, give me a call and help you. Did you say you had another question, sir?
Yes. Also on this machine, when I plug a music CD in, it opens it in Windows Explorer, and all it shows is all the files. It won't play music.
I would suggest once you get on the internet,
all right.
V as in Victory, L as in Larry, C as in Curtis, Media Player. Free, and that probably will solve that issue.
Yeah, why don't you spell that again one more time, Doug?
It's VLC Media. V as in Victory, L as in Larry, C as in Cat, and then a space and Media, M-E-D-I-A. And then you'll go right to their site. That every computer should have that, every one of them.
All right. And by the way, Dave, if you have any follow-up to that and the issue not being able to get files off that drive, certainly give Doug a call, his phone number and email at the end of the program. That sounds kind of slick, having that external drive hooked up to the router. But that isn't foolproof as well. If you're dumping a lot of stuff on there, what's backing up that?
Yeah, that's true. And in addition to that, if one of these players on here, if one of the users were to have Bitdefender running, oh boy. Whatever you do, all these machines have to be coordinated at this point. So things like that could throw a monkey wrench into this, but I really like these routers that will have a USB port, and you can put a big drive on them. I mean, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, but once again, you got to spend a little time and understand how that works. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not a big fan of the home networking in Microsoft. I just go right straight to they call it advanced or enterprise, just a normal work group. And it's actually easier than the home version. And it's much more stable and much more consistent. Huh. I generally take that home group nonsense right out of a computer.
All right. Quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk. The hour always goes quickly. Still time if you want to send a text, 651-461-9226. Still time for a call. Same number, 651-461-9226. It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us early. Shaletta has a day off. She'll be back later in June. The number 651-461-9226 here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in. Once again, our phone number, if you want to send a quick text, we probably have time, 651-461-9226. Doug typically joins us on Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. We have a Twins game later today. Our coverage begins with the pregame show at 1:30, first pitch just after 2 o'clock. The Twins send Dylan Bundy to the mound against Jose Berríos in Toronto at Rogers Center. Doug, before we run out of time here at the end of the program, just a quick follow-up to earlier about the 5G home internet, where, mm-hmm. where you get an appliance and you sign up with T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon. Here's someone who texted in. I've had T-Mobile for 3 months now, and so far it's been great. And I would assume 3 months in, you're probably in pretty good shape, that it's going to be pretty steady.
I would have to think the same thing. You know, in fact, with the internet, if you got it up for 4 or 5 days in a row, you're pretty assured, unless there's some update come down the pike or something happened to one of your machines internally. But once you get more than 48 to 72 hours, you can be pretty comfortable with that. It's going to continue to run exactly the way it is at that. So if you're peaking out, that's great.
Yeah, and it is one of those where if it becomes available, I would give it a try and experiment with it, but I just probably wouldn't just take the leap and say cut the cord with CenturyLink.
You got fiber. you're gonna want to hang on to that. that's just too good a deal. That's a great thing. That if you can get the fiber on CenturyLink and you got a 40 megabit, but there's no latency. I mean, that's a good fast internet.
Yeah, so one of those things, emerging technology, but I did want to throw that. Here's a follow-up from earlier in the program. Microsoft Security, is the onboard security enough? Wanted to follow up on that before the end of the program. And, Doug, we've only got about a minute, so go quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to sound like an authority, but my opinion would be that it really isn't. And they've been fluctuating back and forth, but, you know, a couple of months it's good, well, then it's not so good, and I'm just not comfortable with that. If you got to have trust in your security company. And I think that you might want to reach out and get Malwarebytes or ESET, ENOD32, something like that, something a little bit upscale. And I hope that helps, Steve.
All right, we've got to run, Doug. What is your phone number and email? How do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@WCCOTech.com, admin@WCCOTech.com, 651-552-9543. And have a good weekend. Enjoy the weather, Steve.
All right, Doug, thanks for jumping on early today, and enjoy what appears to be a lovely day. Showers staying south of the Twin Cities area, the way it looks. And so far, so good weather-wise. Some sun. 64 degrees right now in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Here's what we've got coming up. We have all the news, all the weather at noon. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll get you up to date on the day's sports headlines. And then the Twins Magazine show starts at 12:30 today, including Bob Nightingale from USA Today and an Odyssey MLB insider. It's all coming up.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.